Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, okay.
Hi, I'm Dean.
Hi, I'm Jason.
And I am super poorly. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the one-stop podcast where you will find news, discussions, weird tangents, and more often than not, arguments on all things pop culture. This week, I'm your host.
This week, it'll be arguments. If you're,
that's right. There's always arguments. That's why I've included it. So I'm your host this week. If you don't like that, this is the perfect time to jump off. But this week, we're going to be continuing with our single ticket movie month. This time, it was planned, and we are going to be talking about Dragon Ball Super Broly.
Yeah.
Easily probably the most nerdiest episode we've had in 71 episodes.
It probably is. And just explain to people what single ticket movie month actually
Please
is.
Please do.
I will then. So what
oh,
it is,
you said,
is,
I'll just explain.
No, I said, please just explain.
Those were the most awkward interactions.
What we're doing
I've
this month
heard.
Is only one person has watched the movie, and they're going to actually try and explain the plot to the movie for us. And Dean and I have like no idea about anything Dragon Ball Z. Like my, how much knowledge of Dragon Ball Z do you have, Dean?
There's dragons and there's balls. And a Z.
You're not wrong.
And a Z. I know. Well, I'm very correct.
Also not wrong.
Or Z in Australia. We should.
This,
no, no. It's
this specific one ticket episode is quite. We got a bit of history with this, don't we?
Don't we?
This movie.
So we agreed to watch this movie, right?
We did.
Back when we used to run a segment called Nerdy News.
Yes.
Before we abandoned that.
Basically the promise died with that segment. And so
yes. I feel like it was a really thinly veiled promise. One of those ones where it's like, oh, hey, you should check out my new song on SoundCloud. And you're like, yeah, man, I'll totally do that. And you're like, I'm not doing that.
And then when people ask you later on and they're like, dude, what did you, think? Oh, yeah, it was really awesome.
Yeah,
that part when it was like, yeah, that was fantastic.
I like the drop. The drop's really good.
Oh, the drop. Yeah, yeah. But it was classical music.
Yeah, but you can have a drop in classical.
And that ref.
But what you need to do in situations like that, pro tip, if someone questions your loyalty or you're lying, what you need to do is you need to double down and hit them back.
Yeah.
So if they're like, it's classical music, there's no drop. You're like, what do you mean there's no drop? It's classical. How do you not know about classical drops? And then straight away, like, they need to validate themselves. And you
can't. Yeah, that is a great power.
You've seen me do it a lot of times on this podcast.
Clearly. That's why you're still here.
That's why I'm still here.
So you,
I out anger you.
You've never heard of a button episode? That's one of those always good.
That's called a button scene. You've never heard of a button scene?
Dude, what the hell was that? I was like, really? And I feel like if I go back and listen to that, I was like, okay, is that what it's called? And
turns
and
out there's a
I
reason
it up,
why.
Yeah, I looked it up later on and there's like nothing.
Why Jason and I have never heard of a button scene.
Nothing at all.
But you listen to those Marvel episodes.
You did good.
And you can hear them both submit. And they're like, what about the button scene? Oh, yeah, the button scene was so good in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
In our fear of looking like idiots.
The problem is that I actually blindly believed you. And then we recorded more episodes and I'm like using it as a term. And then I realized later on that it's actually nothing. It's like, it means
always in the back of my head. It's like,
yourself, Jason.
How have I never heard of a button episode before?
Yeah, I was like really?
I went to Sydney's film school. How did I know this?
About the fifth episode in to calling them button episodes. Like,
yeah,
I think I might just have
some
look into this.
Unqualified knob, no more than me.
But getting back to this week's episode on Super Broly.
Yeah.
Dean, should we tell him?
Well, yeah. So basically, this movie got to the point where Paul went to see it and we never did. But we have a bit of a confession.
Yeah. So we've actually watched this movie and probably a whole series getting up to this point.
Follow.
Like a couple of months ago.
You watched it or you haven't? damn liar.
But your face right now, you're like, oh, really?
Oh, I was getting so excited. So much hype. I was about to start talking about Dragon Ball Super with you guys.
We're like closet fans and we've been hiding it for six months.
Completely. So it's the last time that I actually watched like a Dragon Ball Z episode was a friend of mine just out of high school showed me it because he's a massive fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, look at
Thank
this.
Thank you for saying fan and not nerd.
Okay. Yep.
Or dork.
Okay.
You're just giving me ammunition right now. But
like he showed it to me and I was like, nah, that's not for me, basically. And that's the only like,
it's not for you,
exposure to Dragon Ball Z I've ever had.
Just like turn to him like, I'm sorry, we can't be friends anymore.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Farewell.
Jason tells that story and it's like, man, I hope Brian's going well.
Shame we can't be friends anymore, but hey.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't win them all, and that's what will happen tonight after Paul's last episode.
Unless your name is Goku. Let's dive in. Oh, no, I'm kidding. First things first.
Oh, yeah.
Does it soar, Paul? Does it soar?
Does it soar?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
It's bloody awesome, is it?
That's cool.
I love it.
Well,
it gets you so psyched up.
We'll give our ratings.
Psyched up.
Yeah.
We'll give our ratings at the end of the episode. When, yeah.
Well, here's the difference between this episode and last episode. Jason hated the movie last episode.
Ah.
And I know, Dean, that you are very susceptible to just good, positive attitudes. So I know I can win you. I'm not worried about that.
If you say so. If you say
it's Jason
so.
Who I'm committing to here right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well,
so hang on.
Before we
good
kick
luck.
It off,
I feel like Jerry in that episode of of Rick and Morty where he has the best day of his life on a 1% simulation.
On like, 1%
I don't care about
CD
you,
Dean.
You're just gonna you're gonna have a great time.
Hungry for apples,
my man.
All right. Before we kick off, I'm renaming the segment. Instead of 5-star reviews, we're just going to go with Review Spotlight.
Okay.
We do have one this week.
Okay.
This is happening.
Interesting.
Yep. This review is from the most recent episode where we talk about Rambo,
We're using
blood.
Review pretty loosely here.
Clotted blood.
Hey, it all counts. It all counts, man. It's all content.
Yep.
This review is from Sean.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
thanks for your patronage.
I'm sure it's good.
When we're talking about Rambo's hometown, Sean says, his home is in Arizona, not Texas.
Yes.
Don't talk about things if you can't do the proper research. Well, Sean, I've got to warn you, buddy. You're at the wrong podcast if you expect research, competence.
Yeah.
I believe if you go back, you'll find that we've pre-established that research is not our strong point.
Yeah, no.
It's a pre-established fact.
But Sean,
but in my defense for that one.
What we can commit to you is that.
In my defense for that one, you can actually hear in that episode me say Texas, and I'm like, Texas? That doesn't sound right. Basically, my voice, it goes so high pitched. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, that doesn't sound right. And then I immediately like checked out and I was like, wait, yeah, it's Arizona. And then
I should
amend it. Yeah.
If you go back and listen to it now, like
it's in the actual
recorded.
Yeah.
Arizona. Well, as you know, I never listen to this crap after we've finished recording it. And all the facts point to Sean's favor. So, Jason, I think Sean's right here.
Yeah,
I have no other proof.
Fair enough. Yep.
You have no reason to be here anymore, Jason. Yep.
That's
right.
This will be my last episode. I'm off.
We're going to replace you with someone who can like read a Wikipedia. Yeah.
Come back when you know how to research, man.
Yeah, well, it's always been my downfall.
Well, we'd like to thank you, Sean, for your generous and beautiful review. Like I said, what we lack in research, we make up for in confidence. So even if we are making it up, you are going to question yourself.
So what we've learned here is Rambo actually went back to Texas and we were right the whole time.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, All right.
Anyways,
should we talk about Dragon Ball?
No,
you tell me.
Let's talk about on the weekend, Dean. What are you up to, man?
Big weekend. Got an engagement party.
Nice.
Should be fun. Yeah, it should be good.
Guys,
yeah, it's pretty cool. That's cool.
What about you, man?
All right, well, it was a good show.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna go to bed. I'll see you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
41 years ago, okay. We are on the Saiyan homeworld of planet Vegeta.
What?
Okay, this is
what
a planet?
That is,
what?
Excuse me. Vegeta. We're trying to keep these PG.
What did you call me?
Cheetah. Take it easy. I'm not even a sentence in. Yeah, it's another name for
Where
it.
Where are we, Vegeta?
Mate, we're on planet.
Vegeta?
Your mum's a Vegeta.
Planet Vegeta.
What was that? What was that?
Nothing. Planet Vegeta.
Yeah, Vegeta.
Welcome to Planet Vegeta.
Yep.
Obviously, it is ruled by King Vegeta.
Obviously.
I'm pretty sure this is King Vegeta the Third. But this planet falls under the command.
He has the unfortunate name to like carry on, Vegeta.
King
like,
Vegeta.
That is very unfortunate to have that name. Because
Well, his son is called Vegeta as well.
Oh, no. He passed it on? Oh.
Well, you just tell me, though, is there anything more baller than having an entire planet named after you? Like, have you met some kid called Earth? No. What a loser.
No, but yeah, I'd call him a loser because, wait. is the planet around before he gets his name Earth, or is it named after him?
I'm assuming the planet is named after Vegeta the First.
Right.
Okay.
But the current King Vegeta is just called Vegeta. And his son is also called Vegeta, just to keep that crap going.
At what point does it become a little condescending to name your kid after the planet that you're on?
Jason, I don't know if you're familiar with the concept of anime.
No.
I'm going to need you to open your mind up a little bit. This is probably the least weirdest part of what we're about to do.
So this documentary series that you're telling me about, like this movie, Super Broly.
Yep.
Like,
what's Dragon? It's not called Super Broly. It's called Dragon Ball Super Broly.
Oh, okay. Wait. Sorry.
Yep.
What?
So that's it's a documentary.
Common mistake.
Oh, wait. I've been.
What's wrong, buddy?
That just completely changes my entire perception of this movie.
Oh, I
was expecting
Broly.
A Super Broly.
Dragon Ball Super Broly.
Broly, yes.
No,
Dragon Ball Super is the series that followed after Dragon Ball Z.
But
so this is
wait,
now Dragon
wait,
Ball
wait,
Super.
Wait, no, no. So oh there is God. A Dragon Ball Z and there is a Dragon Ball. Wait, Dragon Ball Super?
So Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super.
I'll do you one better. There's a Dragon Ball,
a Dragon Ball Z,
a Dragon Ball GT, and then Dragon Ball Super.
Freaking hell, man. What the
Shut
the fuck up.
I've checked out.
What is going on?
And so, continue on.
So this is about Broly. So when does Super Broly come into it?
Well, if you let me get past literally the first paragraph, I'll tell you.
I prefer
you're hosting
the format
this, man. Come
this
on.
Way.
I'm trying to host it. Here we go. Gonna need silence here, boys. Let me establish a backstory for you.
Yeah, okay.
So we're on planet Vegeta, ruled by King Vegeta. Yep. This planet is the home of a warrior race known as Saiyans.
Vegeta.
Now, these Saiyans fall under the command
warrior Vegetas
of a dude
noted I will
King,
shut up
please
yeah.
of a
Come
dude
on,
called King Cold okay
King Cold like
King Cold
like
C-O-L-D
or something
oh
yes
so he's like, is he always sniveling is that his thing is that his
you'll
superpower?
Love this next bit
like
this
gives,
next bit
gives people like
mind.
Diseases
yeah he just sneezes on folks yeah, yeah if
King
you got like
Cold.
A germophobia you, hate this guy
yeah. King Cold or King Cole
King Cold.
Cold.
Yeah.
Cold with a D.
Cold with a D.
Cold D.
King Influencer.
Okay.
Influencer.
Yeah. Influencer.
King Influencer.
What about Influenza?
No. That's his brother.
King Influencer.
Different.
He's an Instagram model.
Influencer.
Influencer. All right.
It's very easy to get them confused because Influencer is the Influencer is the cool one, but influenza is the not so cool one. But they both equally influence people. Yeah.
That's right. So the movie starts with King Cole landing on planet
Jason.
Vegeta.
Continue.
Okay. Movie begins literally on the first sentence still. Assholes. Shut up.
No,
it begins on planet. Oh my God. all right. So we begin on planet Vegeta. King Vegeta meets with King Cold. He has returned to the planet to say that he's retiring as king.
Oh.
And he's that effective immediately.
Retiring?
Yes, he's handing over the crown to, to his son, Frieza.
Oh, no. Is that his first name?
Frieza Cold?
I don't think we can do this. I really don't think we can do this.
But he's like, he's King Cold,
I've gone through, I've got a plot synopsis open. I've done two sentences.
No, but wait, so wait, if that's his son, his name is actually Frieza Cold, right?
Well, I don't think King Cold's last name. I don't think Cold is his last name. He's not King Frieza.
But he's King Cold. Have a last name. So, like, that's like, that kind of sounds like his last name. Cold. Frieza Cold. I'm going to call him Frieza
King Frieza.
So, Frieza Cold.
Frieza Cold.
So, what about
Japanese?
Frieza Cold?
So, it'd be Cold Frieza.
Is his son?
Oh, Cold Frieza.
Is his son called Holy Crappets?
Is the what?
Holy Crappets? As in Holy Crappets Cold?
It's good.
You're welcome.
Why not like frosty?
Yeah.
Frosty Cold.
Mm, Frosty Cold.
All right. Yeah. So basically, King Cold said that King Frieza has taken over and they peace out. Now, King Vegeta is not too happy being under the rule both King Cold and now King Frieza.
Yep.
So he believes, now Saiyans grow their children in pods.
Oh,
now he has a son.
Oh, so
can
like
you
the
guess
Matrix.
What King Vegeta's son is called?
Okay.
Can you guess what King Vegeta's son is called? Can King you guess Vegeta. What King Vegeta the Third has called his son?
Vegeta the Fourth.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So,
do we get extra points for that?
Yes, you get 10 anime points. You are 15 off becoming a weebo.
I'm a pro. I know everything.
I have my hand up. Yeah. Jason didn't have his hand up. I knew the answer, but Jason got it first.
Yeah, well,
I have my hand up.
No one likes a tattletale, all right?
Nobody likes a teacher's pet, so shut up.
Yeah, the world is harsh out there, buddy. So,
freaking hate Dragon Ball anyway, I don't care.
So King Vegeta thinks that his son, Prince Vegeta.
Wait, what? No, you said Vegeta the Fourth, right?
Oh, wait, yeah, which one is the son of a king, you idiot?
What? No, just can you just go by numbers now?
Okay. Sorry, that's on me. Vegeta the Third thinks his son, Vegeta the Fourth, is going to be the prodigal son who will free this planet from under the reign of King Frieza now. He sees that Vegeta, you just got to roll me. You've just got to roll me for 5 minutes. Let me get to the goddamn story.
So I want to get this. I want to get this family tree right. So Vegeta the Third. So
they're all called Vegeta.
What?
They're all Vegeta. His dad's Vegeta. His dad's Vegeta.
Yeah,
his
kid,
Vegeta.
Yeah, yeah. But
Vegeta's
Vegeta,
kid. Is
Vegeta
named
the
Penny.
Third. He believes that V4, Vegeta the Fourth, is going to be like the Neo, like the chosen one.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. He thinks he's got a latent power that will make him the savior of the planet and force all of the Saiyans to rise up against Frieza and become truly free.
I think it's a stretch to call it a family tree. Like from the description, it's more like just a vine.
This is the first 5 minutes of the movie. Just hang in there, okay?
A vine of vegetables.
Shut up for 10 minutes. Just let me explain some stuff, all right?
No, we're trying to understand this, Paul. Look.
Okay.
We're trying our best.
Just roll with me. It all makes sense.
Are you sure? Because so far I've got Vegeta, and then some Frieza Cold guy. Like, what the hell? This makes no sense.
Okay.
We just got a whole bunch of frozen vegetables.
Yeah.
Bunch of vegetables.
Now, frozen veggies. That's what we got here right now.
Couple of frozen veg. So, while King Vegeta is in the baby chambers, he sees that there is another child up on, you know, up in there. He's like, who is this kid? Why the hell is he here in the presence of my son, Prince Vegeta?
Ooh.
The guys who are in charge of the baby zone say that, oh, this is Broly.
Is that what it's called?
I got no idea what it's called. It's just some area.
This is the growing baby area, right?
Yeah, call it a nursery. They're in a nursery. Okay.
Yep.
King Vegeta is shocked that this like peasant child is in the same room as Prince Vegeta, the future savior of planet
it's
Vegeta.
Just rude.
Sounds like a pretentious arsehole, really.
The nursery runners say, well, Broly showed innate power. So we brought him here to this area.
Broly's the peasant.
Broly's in here. Okay.
And he's a baby.
Now, King Vegeta is a little bit of a stubborn man, and he doesn't like the fact that there is someone in the nursery who could potentially have more strength than his son, Vegeta the Fourth. So what they do is they chuck him in a pod and fire him off to an uninhabitable world called Vampa. Is the planet. It's called Vampa. Not important.
Vampa.
That's called
Vampa.
Vampa.
Yep. Now, Broly's father, Vampa. Paragus.
Sounds like vampire. But like, it kind of like sound a Transylvanian accent.
Vampa.
Vampa.
Is there any vampire similarities with the
Is there any vampires on this this
actually
planet?
Yes, I didn't pick that up. Yeah, there is.
Yeah,
we'll get to that. Don't worry.
We're not on Vampa just yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Broly gets fired off to the planet. His dad, Paragus, is like, "What the hell are you doing? That's my son.
Wait,
he doesn't deserve to do this."
His dad, his name's Paragus, but not Broly the Third or something. Like what?
Well, the planet's Broly not called Broly. So these are just names now.
Okay.
So Paragus,
got it.
Unhappy with what the king has done,
these are the normal
leaves
folk.
The throne room, steals a ship, flies all the way to Vampa, where Broly is not dead. There are these massive creatures on the planet, but Broly's killed one, and they're not too sure how, but he has. They realize that their ship has been damaged, and they can't get off this planet. So now Paragus, some ship tech who didn't leave the ship, and Broly are all trapped on this planet. Paragus, Broly's dad, decides, let's save food. Three mouths are a lot more than two. So he kills the engineer.
Oh, wow.
And that just kind of shows you Paragus' heart.
So
and he's really angry.
I was really rooting for him. I thought he was like the underdog until this point.
No, we're definitely not rooting for Paragus in this movie.
Okay.
Yeah. So he kills.
It's a bit of a Game of Thrones dad.
Paragus just kills the engineer who was stuck on the ship saying, "What are you doing? We need to go back. You're not allowed to do this." Kills him.
It's not a smart move because they've got a broken ship.
Wouldn't he can't fix it. There's a section of the ship that's so broken. They're like, "We are trapped here. There's nothing I can do."
So wait,
what if it's
the engineer's fault for basically like just not like.
No.
He made himself irrelevant, right?
Basically, he shouldn't have been on the ship.
He should have lied. It was like, "Oh yeah, I can fix it. It'll take you about
41
years.
So we leave Paragus and Broly. We cut 5 years later on, okay? And all of the Saiyans have been summoned back to Planet Vegeta by the orders of King Frieza. We're following a mid-aged Saiyan by the name of...
What are the Saiyans again?
The Saiyans are the people who live on Planet Vegeta.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Are they super? So they're being called back to
Vegeta?
Okay. It's funny you say super. This is all going to make sense. Again, give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They're all being summoned back to Planet Vegeta. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're following a mid-aged Saiyan warrior by the name of Bardock, and they're all wondering, why the hell is Frieza calling us all back? Someone says that Frieza has heard of the myth of the legendary Super Saiyan. And everyone's like, "That's an absolute myth. That's not real at all." But Frieza's mentality is he doesn't know how much of a myth that is, and it could be super dangerous. And it's not good to have a beast sleeping when you could just kill it and be done with it. So Bardock lands on the planet, and he's very, very sus of this whole thing. So he goes and says hi to his wife, and basically he tells her, "Hey, we're probably all going to die. Let's get our son, who is still a little bit small, and he's still in his little tube. Let's just fire him off the planet before everyone dies."
Superman.
So they grab his son.
There's a lot of firing sons of planets.
Well, there's two. So that's fine.
Is this?
So he takes his son, Kakarot, right?
Kakarot.
Kakarot's his name.
Kakarot.
But his Earth name.
Why are there so many vegetable related names?
Oh, Goku. I know that name.
Ah,
there we go.
Cool.
Kakarot is Goku. So,
he takes
his kid,
a better name.
Fires Goku away. He's like, "We're going to send him to this planet called Earth. The people are weak.
I know
they're
that
all
name
crap.
Too.
They're not technologically advanced. Mm-hmm. He'll be safe there." They fire him away. Frieza then commits to his plan and eradicates the entire planet of Vegeta, killing basically all of the Saiyans minus a couple who were off-world and Goku and Broly.
Unfortunately, there'll be no frozen Kakarots with all the rest of the frozen veggies because they've all.
Do you want to circle back on that one?
Nah.
No, it was good.
Thank you. Hey. Yeah,
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason.
So Kakarot.
After this, we
dead.
Sorry? No, you
Kakarot's
go.
Dead?
No, Kakarot's
no, Kakarot.
Dead. Goku.
Kakarot lands safely on Earth, and that's where all the Dragon Ball Z
Kakarot's
series is Goku on Earth. Yes.
Which Dragon Ball
Kakarot's
series?
Parents are dead.
Yeah.
Z. And Dragon Ball.
Okay.
So
Dragon Ball.
Okay, so Justin Chatwin, he's on
who?
On Earth.
Oh, I see what
Paul,
you did there.
Come on, man. Like,
what?
Seriously.
You haven't seen the best movie in the Dragon Ball series?
Dragon Ball movie?
No, I don't remember that movie. Apparently, they made a fourth Indiana Jones, too, but I, just, I doubt it. I think it's a myth, like the Super Saiyan.
Yeah, if they did, I'd remember it, obviously.
That's exactly right. So, we cut forward a bunch of years. We have a fun little montage of Goku as a kid, Goku sort of fighting all the guys that he fights in Dragon Ball Z,
nice.
Him training, a whole bunch of stuff, and we cut to the present day.
All the bits
and
you
Goku
remember, Jason.
And
yeah, all those bits
exactly.
from Dragon
We're
Ball
now,
Evolution.
Literally everything we just did was the first 5 minutes.
Holy crap. What is this podcast going to take?
Well, it's up to you guys on how often you shut up.
Okay, so this will be part one of five.
All right.
Next week, we're going to do Dragon Ball Z series by series.
Well, I promise, promise you, we will shut up as long as you don't give us any more stupidly weird names. Can you do that?
Oh. All right, let's see how this goes. We cut to the present day. Now, obviously, you guys haven't watched any of the Dragon Ball Z series, but Goku and Vegeta
wasn't that
are sort
obvious?
Of,
wasn't that
they're
obvious?
Frenemies. They've worked. They work together. They're now sort of training partners. They are
sorry. So Vegeta,
who and who?
Vegeta
Goku
got
and
off
who?
The planet as well.
Vegeta. Vegeta was off planet when Planet Vegeta was destroyed.
Wait. Okay. Vegeta the fourth.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. But his dad is dead.
Very much so.
So wait, is Vegeta not a bad guy?
He is to begin with, but after many seasons of Dragon Ball Z, he's kind of just like that snobby friend of yours who doesn't really like you, you're both equally strong, and there's like that respect. They are friends.
All
they're
by the equally
friends.
Strong,
Jason
that's Paul.
Got it.
All the by the equally strong, that's Paul.
Wow. That was just so many shots fired everywhere. Just
yeah, I know, right?
I don't know. I still don't know who you've just insulted. But cool.
It was like a triangle of insults.
Just feel offended. That's all you have to
now,
do, Paul.
Goku and Vegeta are training on an island, obviously offshore because it's an island.
Of course.
And here we go. While sitting watching is Vegeta's wife, Bulma.
Oh.
Vegeta's daughter. Vegeta's daughter. What's her name?
Vegeta?
No, her name is Bulla.
Vegeta
also
Bulla.
Watching. Oh, this is
Bulla,
brutal.
Vegeta?
Also watching.
So like the ice cream.
Yes.
Is, well, yes. It's like the ice cream.
Vegetable ice cream.
They feel like that's bad parenting. Everyone knows your kids
also
have to
watching
have
them
the Vegetas
fight
before you, they have any
is
ice cream.
The god of destruction from an earlier Dragon Ball Z movie, Lord Beerus.
Oh, yeah. We all remember that one.
And,
that one was...
And his teacher, Whis. Now, fun fact about these two characters, Whis.
Yeah.
Whis. His teacher.
Whis. It sounds like you're saying Reese. It sounds like you're saying Reese, but with a lisp.
Think about like the Whis ice cream bars and like crap like that.
Yeah,
but
no,
fun
I got
fact,
it.
That's Reese,
Lord,
isn't it?
They Whis. Thought Lord Beerus was a play
Whis
on words of the word beer.
I'm sorry. I just Whis Witherspoon.
Whis Witherspoon.
Okay,
I can't
sorry,
say
I missed what you said, Paul. Can you say
so
it?
That, the creator thought that the character of Beerus was a play on words of the Japanese word beer. So they decided, well, let's just keep with this thing. And his teacher, Whis, is a play on words of the Japanese word for whiskey.
Oh.
All of these characters are named of food, by the way. Like, if you look up these characters, it's food. Yeah, it's just
veggies,
food.
Ice cream.
Like, Goku is, beer, like I think,
whiskey.
Like a type of ramen.
Goku. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, Whis.
Okay.
Does he have like a trait where he drinks whiskey all the time, or is that just that is just his
it's
name?
Purely just names? That's all it is.
Maybe he just does he have an alcoholic parent?
I think he just
I don't know. Like, I haven't explored that arc yet.
If you encounter Whis, you just get smashed.
It really does sound like you're like got a lisp and you can't say Reese properly. Weese.
Yeah. So, Goku and Vegeta are training on this island. All of a sudden, oh man, this is going to be brutal. Bulma, again, this is Vegeta's wife, Bulma, gets their call from their eldest son, whose name is, this is Vegeta's son.
Vegeta.
Yeah.
No, his name is Trunks. And he informs Bulma.
There's no consistency in the series.
What the freaking hell? Way to go, Vegeta. Oh, okay. Just throw away hundreds of years of tradition.
Is it because the planet's gone? Yeah.
No respect for your ancestry.
Is it because the planet's gone that they're like, oh, we're not going to call him Vegeta anymore because the planet's gone, so like it's not cool anymore?
Plus also, I think it's because Vegeta is so cocky and arrogant and he thinks that no one's better than him, so why would he call his son Vegeta?
But he's still like Vegeta the weird Fourth. Power trip. Like, wouldn't he he should legally change his name to Vegeta the First. Like, man,
I wasn't there when they named Trunks.
I reckon at the end of this movie, it's going to turn out that King Vegeta the Third is actually alive. He's going to come back, find out that his son hasn't named his children Vegeta. And they're like, are you Vegeta killing me?
Yeah.
Like, this is... I think
it'll end with a whole court case where he has to justify why he should be called Vegeta the First. It'll be riveting. It'll be like everything that you want from Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
They'll have Tom Cruise in it. There'll be like a whole thing. Yeah. Maybe Jack Nicholson will come out of retirement. Yeah, it'll be
new
fantastic.
New series, Dragon Ball S Dragon Ball S for you.
special Vegeta unit.
Special Vegeta.
Super Vegeta unit.
Yeah.
Anyways, what a time to be alive. So, okay.
So
Bulma gets a call from Trunks, who tells her that...
Wait, who's Bulma again?
Bulma's Vegeta's wife. Trunks is their son. Now, quick bit of lore. So there are seven Dragon Balls on Earth.
Seven.
If you get all seven, you can summon a dragon, and this dragon gives you a wish.
Oh, cool.
They've used them a few times in the series when their friends have died, and they've wished them back, basically.
Nice.
So, Trunks calls Bulma and says, hey, we had six of those Dragon Balls, but they're all gone.
Oh.
They look at the security footage, and it was Frieza's soldiers who actually infiltrated their base and took the six Dragon Balls. Now, they're not too sure why Frieza is doing this, because they were sort of on okay terms with him. They fought him in the past, and they're sort of okay. So, they realize that there's still one ball in the wild, and Bulma... Vegeta's wife knows where it is.
I just got this image of a ball on a safari because you're like in the wild. But yeah,
it's fair. Poor choice of words on my behalf.
Yeah,
it's in the snow.
I'm really trying to keep up with this. This is really hard. There's so many names.
It's a weird point where I want to rip through it. So much going on. I don't understand what's happening. I'm sorry.
I zoned out for 10 seconds and I think I'm completely lost.
There's a ball in the wild on a safari. That's all you need to know.
They had six of the seven Dragon Balls. Okay. They just got stolen. There's one ball left. They know where it is.
I heard
they're
that
on safari.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. They're just looking for one ball.
So that's exactly right. So they're going to go to the Arctic to get this ball before Frieza's team can get it.
They're on the hunt.
We cut away from Earth. Okay. We come to planet Vampa. Which is where Broly and Broly.
We know that one.
There we go.
Broly and Dad.
We follow two soldiers from the Frieza Force. That's what he calls his army.
Oh my gosh.
Called Chi Lai and Limo.
He sounds like Mr. Freeze. He's becoming Mr. Freeze, like slowly. He's like the Freezer Force, everything. Yeah. No.
Basically.
Freezing Cold. What's his name? Freezing Cold?
Nice to meet you.
Hope that the English dub for this movie
is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Freezer is voiced by Arnie. That would be.
Yeah.
It's not. I
meet you, Goku.
Hello, Mr. Bro.
Chill out.
You need to chill.
What are you doing?
I freeze you like a popsicle.
So,
yes.
Chi Lai and Limo, the soldiers from the Freezer Force. Okay. Yep. It's a great joke. they see the distress signal from the ship that Paragus crashed years ago. And they land on the planet, and Paragus finds him and he's like, don't leave. We've been here for so long. Holy crap. I want to get off this planet.
Our engineer died for some reason. Don't know why.
Did they? Yeah, yeah. There was a freak accident.
We don't know.
Engineer.
We don't know how he got shot through the chest, but that was weird. Weird. Yeah. So before they can leave the planet, they get set upon by a giant monster. Paragus screams out Broly's name, and Broly just rocks up out of nowhere and wastes this thing like it was nothing. Broly is now grown up. He's a big boy. Okay. He's a big boy.
Can he teleport? Is that like a power?
No, he can fly. He can fly very fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is he still there?
Kind of like teleporting, but yeah. Why?
Well, I mean,
why is he stuck on the planet if he can fly fast?
Because they can't breathe in space, Jason.
Yeah, but if he can fly that fast,
he can hold his breath.
Yeah, hold his breath. Well, I suppose he's not freezer cold, so he can't actually survive in space.
Oh, the other thing is like,
it's
hard
annoying
to...
you say that because Frieza can breathe in space.
I knew it.
Boom. So
Jason knows other facts. I mean, you can't really tell what the trajectory is towards Earth or what the distance, the exact distance is. It's very scientific.
Well, he'd be trying to get back to Vegeta, right? Because he doesn't know it's gone, right? Mm. Does he?
He didn't at the time. So what happens is Chi-Lai and Limo, the soldiers from the Frieza Force.
Okay.
Take Broly and Paragus in their ship.
Back
to Frieza.
I reckon I can tell.
Literally four words I just said, but let's stop again.
Sorry. They're named after chili and lemons.
Are they really?
Are they? Well, I'm asking you. I was like, am I right?
I don't know.
Dean, just say it with confidence, Dean.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I'm literally just playing name association right now.
Lemons. Yeah.
Chili lemons.
Absolutely correct. Don't even Google it. Don't need to. We can carry on. Come on.
Yep. Chili and lemons.
Yep. Is it really chili and lemons?
No. I haven't looked it up. You told me to stop looking it up.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Chili and lemons pick up Broly and Paragus, take them back to Frieza, and they reintroduce themselves. Yeah. Paragus tells Frieza that he's been told about planet Vegeta, which, by the way, he didn't tell any of the Saiyans that Frieza destroyed the planet. He said that a meteorite hit the planet.
Sneaky.
So he's like, yes, it was a freak meteorite. I'm sorry about your planet.
Just like Paragus the engineer, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Freak we don't know how he died.
Through the chest.
It's a meteorite through his heart.
Coincidence.
So they're all lying to each other.
Exactly. Right. That's all it is. It's just liables.
Cool.
Paragus is like, I don't know. Okay. Yep.
I think I know how it's going to end.
Guarantee you, you don't.
Batman versus Superman kind of situation.
Yeah. You killed the engineer? I killed the engineer. Is your mom named Martha?
Yeah. Did your mom Martha kill an engineer? Yes!
Your mom's name is
Vegeta?
She
hated them.
My mom's name
He was
Vegeta.
Civil engineering and she's like, that's not real engineering and killed him. So, Paragus tells Vegeta, tells Frieza.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap about
get the names right first, please, because it is
for us
really hard to keep
Do some research before you talk about stuff. So, thank you, though, Sean, again, for the constructive criticism.
Thank you. Yeah.
He says, I don't care about Planet Vegeta. I hate those people. I'm only sad that I don't get my revenge. Frieza's like, well, there are two Saiyans left alive that you could potentially get your revenge on. They're currently on Earth right now. Ooh. Let's go pay him a visit.
And so, those are Goku and Vegeta?
Yes. Perfect.
Wow. Yeah. I knew that too, but I have my
it's
head
It's mainly
up.
Because
Jason
that's the only two names I can remember other
that's
than
exactly
Frieza.
Right. Yes.
Goku and Vegeta.
So, Goku and Vegeta and also his friends and stuff. They all land in the Arctic just behind Frieza's
troops.
Sounds
like a band. Goku and Vegeta and friends.
There you go. Yeah. They land in the Arctic after Frieza's troops get the last Dragon Ball.
So they're getting the last Dragon Balls in
They've
the
They've got the
Antarctic.
Last Dragon Ball. They've got the ball.
Got so
Frieza and Vegeta. Yep. Goku and Vegeta rock up, shoot their ship down and be like, give us the ball, please. Whoa. But whilst this is happening...
Well, they asked nicely. That's good.
Well, they shot their ship down, so not really.
Well, no, but they were polite. They said, please.
No, Goku was slamming on the window saying, open up.
Please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not very nice, but they need nice. This Dragon Ball.
Makes sense.
Vegeta, nope. Yeah. Frieza now arrives at Earth and lands. Yeah. Goku and Vegeta are like, "Why are you here? I thought we were good." And Frieza's like, "Well, you know, I just thought I'd, you know, you'd like to meet these two survivors of the Saiyan race."
Ooh.
Paragus, still really butthurt about what King Frieza.
Wait, why is he butthurt?
He's butthurt because King Vegeta fired his son off the planet.
Oh, okay.
And now he wants to take revenge. Why?
And he landed on his butt and it hurts.
Oh, okay. Right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Now. He's angry because he's like, I'm just going to take this out on Prince Vegeta because, you know, YOLO, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, so yeah, of course.
Broly is then given permission to just go for it. Oh, preface. Broly has an ability to lose his temper pretty hard. He has a shock collar around his neck. Like Paul. That, yeah, except without the shock collar.
I like that.
And the muscles.
That an
you should get a shock collar.
Or muscles.
Paul has that
or untapped
too.
Power. So I'm just angry with no ramifications.
I have the ability to take my anger out on innocent victims.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone knows that my threats are empty. So he has a shock collar. And what Paragus can do is when Broly is starting to lose it, he'll fire the shock collar and calm him down. Now, Chili stole that remote because she didn't agree with electric shock treatment.
Got it.
And so far, Paragus doesn't realize that Broly is basically uncontrollable at this point. So Paragus is like, Broly, go for it. Broly fires off and starts fighting Vegeta. Vegeta, being so much stronger than him at this point, barely breaks a sweat, is just like not even moving, just dodging, ducking, dipping and weaving, blah, blah, blah. But throughout the fight, Broly is starting to learn. He's starting to predict what Frieza's going to do. He starts fighting back.
It's like a bit of a Ray.
How Dragon Ball Z fights go is they always start in their base form.
Okay.
So that it's like, if we just started fighting, that's what's happening right now. Until they sort of realize like, okay, you're stronger than I am, but I'll just go get stronger real quick. This is what happens. Broly's getting real strong. So Vegeta transforms into a Super Saiyan. This blows Paragus's mind because he's like, holy crap, I thought this was a myth, but it's not.
Vegeta's got it. Which is Paragus again, sorry?
Paragus is Broly's
dad. Paragus is Broly's dad. Got it.
That's correct.
And so then, got it.
Yeah, so Vegeta turns Super Saiyan and starts really putting the hurt on Broly.
Yeah.
And almost to the point where it looks like Broly's lost. Frieza says to Paragus, is that all your son has? If so, that's super disappointing. I was expecting a lot more. Broly is just continually getting angry. He's just getting more and more angry. He's not staying down. He then comes at Frieza a lot harder. He's starting to power up as well. Vegeta's like, okay, this is now getting annoying. Stay with me here.
So when they power up, what are they powering up with?
Their battle power.
Is that like a drink? Like an energy drink? Of some
it's like a, yeah, it's like a monster. Aid. No.
Yeah. It's Powerade. Yeah. They're just like,
electrolytes.
I got to hydrate.
Powering
well, it's
up
like
electrolytes.
You're your base form, and then they get angry and they scream a bunch.
Okay.
And then they turn blonde, and then they're a Super Saiyan. They're faster, they're stronger, they're just better all around.
Okay.
This now is not enough to handle Broly.
I don't think He's that's how energy strong. Works.
Well, this is anime, so it's exactly how energy works.
Okay.
Basically, no, JC, you know what I said? They're like, they're little arc reactors. Like these people, these Super Saiyans, like little arc reactors, and they're self-conducting. And every time they scream louder, it creates more energy within them, which then like, you know.
That's exactly right.
Gross.
It reverberates around.
It's look, if you understand anything about arc reactors, you'd understand the science, okay?
So I know.
Read the textbook and then come back to this.
So Vegeta is like, this is starting to annoy me now. Yep. I'm going to stop holding back for a little bit. He then goes stronger.
I thought you were talking about the podcast for a second there and not about what Vegeta was saying, but what you were thinking.
It works both ways.
It's starting to annoy me right now.
He's getting really annoyed right now.
Yeah. Well, hang on, wait
he then
you
transforms into Super Saiyan God.
Who does?
Stay with
Super Saiyan God. Okay.
Super Saiyan God. Yeah.
Cool. We're just adding words.
Is that like Red Bull and Powerade?
It's like mixed Red Bull Powerade mixed with like meth and coke.
Oh.
So and then injected, it's like injected anally. It just is right in the bloodstream.
It's straight
it's
in.
It's a death cocktail.
Yeah, right that's, in. Yeah. Bang.
Got it.
So Vegeta's just like, I'm sick of this. Super Saiyan God beats the living crap out of Broly, slams him into a mountain, and is basically about to kill him when Goku's like, don't do that. He's a Saiyan. We like Saiyans.
Yeah, don't do
Broly,
that.
Broly, in Vegeta's quick moment of mercy, is still getting stronger.
Oh,
he's now way more angry. He's starting to turn a little bit green. He's getting real filthy.
So is that
and he really starts to put the hurt on on Vegeta. Goku then yells out, oi, it's my turn. So now Goku starts fighting him in base form. Then he gets a little bit stronger. Goku fights him in Super Saiyan form, gets a little bit stronger, fights him in God form, and he's getting a little bit stronger.
I'm suddenly
Goku
I'm
then realizes Goku realizes that Super Saiyan God is still not enough. So he goes
to
one level higher.
Who? Who's he trying
to
beat?
To be Broly. Oh, Broly is now... Okay. Saiyans... I didn't want to tell you this bit because this is going to make it way more confusing. Saiyans are part monkey.
Really?
Okay.
They're
part
what?
Part
up.
Monkey. No. If they stare at a full moon, they will turn into a monkey. Yes. If they stare at a full moon, they'll turn into a great ape. This great ape has insane amounts of power but can't control it. What Broly is doing here is he is using the strength of a great ape. I know. I didn't want to go here, but we're going to have
I really wish this was a video right now because people would be seeing Dean and I's face and like just the utter confusion and like
they see the confusion
I'm trying
on you,
really
the
hard
anger
to understand
over here.
This. Yeah, so it's like one angry guy and two like really confused guys.
I'm really
I feel like
starting
I'm a high school
to
teacher.
Like I'm starting to understand my wife every time I try to explain Star Wars to her.
Yeah.
The eye rolls that begin.
Wait, like, what are Jawas? Where are they? So
why doesn't anyone like those cute Gungans?
So back on planet Vampa, and Paragus talks about this a little bit earlier, when Broly would turn into a great ape and it was really, really dangerous. So what
it's becoming a planet of apes.
What, oh my gosh. What
you bastards.
You blew it up.
What Paragus did was cut off his tail, which they thought would take away the power of the great ape.
Sorry,
it's a prequel.
Whose tail? Whose tail?
It's a prequel to Planet
Broly's
of the Apes.
Tail. Yeah,
Broly's
that's great,
tail.
Jason. No one gives
Super Saiyan
Planet of the Apes.
What atomic bombs? That's like they destroy places, right? When they become Super Saiyan, right?
I mean,
yeah,
no.
So you blew it up.
I see what you're talking
makes sense.
About.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh,
yeah.
Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh
cool.
So
wait, what? Okay.
Sorry. Legitimate question.
Let's
so
go down the
stall. Do Goku and Vegeta? Do they all have tails as well?
No.
Okay.
They did originally. But they've all pulled their tails out just so they don't lose control. I know. It's fine. It's weird. It is weird.
Okay.
Broly, though, has somehow found a way, even though he doesn't have a tail, he's found a way to harness the strength of the great ape, but stay in his human form. And this is what he's doing now. He's tapping into this raw power that he can't control. He's lost all control at this point. He is just angry. He's basically the Hulk. He just keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Goku then realizes Super Saiyan God is not enough. I need to go to the next level, which he does, which is called Super Saiyan Blue.
Well.
Yep. It's amazing.
Where does this end?
I can answer this.
It ends quick.
Jason,
don't worry about
it doesn't. It keeps going.
We're about to hit the meat. We're about to hit the meat of the movie.
Okay.
It's so good.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Super Saiyan Blue Goku is insanely strong. He is putting the hurt on Broly so hard. He's got him.
Yeah.
Goku's going to win this fight. No problem. Frieza's a little bit angry about this and thinks, what gets the most reaction out of people? Oh, I know. Anger. He turns around to Paragus and says, you know, I still think Broly has a little bit more in him. He just needs to realize his potential. Paragus is like, what do you mean? Frieza, similar to the engineer, kills Paragus.
Oh.
Shoots him right through the heart.
So he
screams out to Broly.
He's like the he's like freaking like Kevin Bacon's Kylo character Ren. In First Class, or Kylo Ren. He's like Kylo Ren.
He's like Kylo Ren.
A more current.
But it's not his dad.
Analogy. Yep.
Wait, what Freezer then yells out
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon in X-Men First Class, killing Magneto.
Oh yeah,
mom.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. To, yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good reference.
Yeah, no,
that's right.
Kylo Ren
Freezer screams out to Broly that, oh my gosh, in one of your stray energy blasts, you killed your dad. Broly, this just tips him over the edge. He goes full mental, full strength. He is unstoppable. He is nearly
going down at that point. Like, if you thought that you killed someone,
we keep getting bigger from here.
I'd be like, oh, maybe it's time to stop.
Nope.
They
so were Freeza's fighting just in the been Arctic.
Like, Freeza's basically like, he's a dick, right?
Yes.
Freeza was like on the other side, right? Like, I thought he was like, is he not?
I'm
not
simplifying things a lot. There's a lot of history here.
Okay.
Okay.
They were very much not good friends.
Give us some of that history.
For a while. Well, before Goku could achieve the rank of Super Saiyan, they were fighting on the planet Namek. Freeza kills Goku's friend Krillin. This is what gives him the idea with Paragus. He kills Krillin, Goku goes nuts and hits Super Saiyan and then proceeds to kill Freeza. Resurrection bullcrap and he comes back. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
Oh, right. So Freeza's the idea already died in a previous sort of thing.
Yeah, he's died and he's come back twice.
Okay. Has like everyone died and come back at one point in time pretty much?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, a lot of them have come back. Yeah, exactly. Dragon Balls. So, Freeza, Vegeta's been sitting on the sidelines while Goku's fighting Broly, and he realizes this is not enough. He flies up to Goku and he's like, you can't beat him by yourself. We need to team up. He hits Super Saiyan Blue. They engage. They're beating the crap out of Broly, but Broly's given back as good as he's getting.
Oh, no.
Goku and Vegeta realize we need a different tactic. So, in an amazing move, they fly past Freeza and basically say, have fun. And they just piss off out of there. Frieza's like, sorry, what? And then Broly sees Freeza and starts to beat the crap out of him.
Okay.
Frieza's really, really strong. He then goes into his stronger modes, but he's still getting his ass handed to him by Broly. Yeah.
Frieza's not a Saiyan, right?
No, he's weird. I don't know what he is.
Okay.
A dick.
Normal humans in this? Like, because they're on Earth, right?
Like, Frieza's wife. Frieza's wife, Bulma. She's human.
Oh, she's human. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's who Frieza is.
Goku's Frieza's wife, Chi Chi.
Alien.
Oh, not Frieza.
Dude.
Sorry. Vegeta's wife, Bulma.
Man, come on. Do your research.
I'm sorry. Unsubscribe.
Somebody's going to get up on us with that one.
I can censor a review for next week.
Get your Vegetas and Gokus and Freezas. Like, get them, like, understand which one is which, Paul.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, guys. So,
Get your Vegeta checked.
Get your Vegeta checked.
Oh, my God. So, Goku and Vegeta fly away very, very quickly. They go and meet their friend. Damn it. They go and meet
for
their
friend. Coffee or something?
No. Well, it's funny you say coffee. They go and meet their friend Piccolo.
Ah. See, I think I'm an expert, like secretly.
I think you've watched all of it. You have a tattoo on your back.
Yeah.
Piccolo says, there is something we can do to make you stronger. Yeah. And it's called the fusion dance. What this is a matching dance.
It's a macchiato. That's what we can do to make you stronger.
This is cappuccino. Dean's just pieced out of here. He's done. He smoke bombed. You want to sit down so we can keep doing the podcast, numbnuts? So... So they go to Piccolo and he teaches them the fusion dance. But the fun thing is this fusion only allows them to combine their powers for half an hour. They do the fusion dance incorrectly twice. The first one, the fingers that have to link up, they miss. And they merge into this like big, fat, weird combination of Goku and Vegeta. And then Piccolo's like, you're going to have to wait half an hour for this transformation to be done. Meanwhile, Frieza is fighting Broly. cut back to Goku and Vegeta. They do the dance again, mm-hmm. and the angle is wrong, and they turn into thin, skinny, lanky Vegeta Goku. And Piccolo's like, no, you're going to have to wait another half an hour. Again, Frieza's still fighting Broly and getting killed out here. Mm-hmm. So the third time is the...
Let me get this right. So you've Goku and Vegeta are practicing a dance.
Yes.
While Frieza and Broly are having their fight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they're doing like one like two guys are doing like some barnyard dance. And then you've got
the death
Broly and that, like just like beating the crap out of each other.
Yes.
That is exactly what has been said.
For an hour.
For an hour.
The third time is the charm. Frieza, Vegeta and Goku get the dance perfect and they combine into this beautiful form and they need a name for this new character.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
They go with the name Gogeta. This is...
Not as bad as I was thinking it was going to be, but yep.
Well, in the original series, they do a similar thing and they call themselves Vegito.
Yeah. So, I was thinking they could have been worse.
Gogeta.
So, Gogeta teleports back to the battlefield and takes over from Frieza.
Good one with Vegiku.
Vegiku.
Yeah, Vegiku.
Kujita. Gogeta goes back to the battlefield, takes over.
Yeah.
Gogeta then turns into a Super Saiyan, which is super strong because it's now two people combined as one person.
Super Gogeta. Yeah.
And they start fighting Broly. He goes again through all of this crap, like Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Blue, but all while it's Vegeta and Goku merged. So the strength is really, really strong. Yep.
Broly is just different when they merge together.
Their outfit changes and their facial features change. And it's
just one person, though, when they merge together, right?
Yes. It's one person, two
heads.
Souls.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's not their strength doesn't combine. Their strength combines and then
how
gets like
Gogeta?
Boosted. V-A-G.
Gogeta. How do you spell Gogeta?
Oh, Gogeta. G-O-G-E-T-A.
G-O-G-E-T-A.
The soundtrack for this movie, by the way, has an awesome thing where like it's all really like intense music, but then there's like this announcer behind the music. So Gogeta then like teleports onto the battlefield and he's here in the background like, Gogeta, as like just chanting. And then like, there's always some dude screaming, Broly, and they just start fighting.
Nice. Wow. So it's sort of like the Godzilla soundtrack.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Like absolutely. The King of Monsters one. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So they fight. They're fighting so hard that they nearly destroy Antarctica. They fight so hard, they go into another dimension, but we won't
actually
go there.
The Godzilla one is in Antarctica, right?
It is.
Yeah.
That's where
Antarctica
what's his name
or
is.
Arctic Circle.
Nah, what's the difference? They're all cold.
It's in the freezer place.
That's a massive difference.
It's in the freezer. Yeah, that's right. It's cold.
In the freezer cold.
It's at a pole. At a pole.
So Gogeta is basically putting the hurt on Broly. Broly hits his ultimate form, which is like legendary Super Saiyan. That's what they call it. So being a Super Saiyan,
and that's above like the blue level, is it?
Not really, but if you go back to the beginning of the podcast when we were talking about the myth of the legendary Super Saiyan, it wasn't turning into a Super Saiyan was the legend. Mm-hmm. Literally, legendary Super Saiyan was this thing, and Broly's just achieved that. So he is now really, 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 really strong. Gogeta powers up even more. They keep fighting. It gets to the point where Gogeta is going to kill Broly. He's got it.
Okay.
Back on Frieza's ship, Chili and Lemon are still really angry at Broly's dad for forcing him to fight. And they're like, we need to save him. Broly is not a bad guy. He's just manipulated. They steal all the Dragon Balls and summon the dragon. Just before Gogeta can kill Broly, Chili wishes for Broly to be saved and teleported back to his home planet, which happens.
Okay.
And Gogeta doesn't get the kill. And they're like, we're happy about this.
But wait. Okay. Is Vegeta yep. his home planet? Because he was born on Vegeta, so then he'd be teleported back to Vegeta, which is gone, and then he'd just die.
They teleported him back to Vampa, where they found him originally.
Okay. Yeah.
She says to the planet Vampa, she says Vampa.
Lime almost messed up big time.
The wish was from the dragon. Is that what happened? The dragon.
The wish came from Chili, but the dragon has the power to do that wish.
Grant
so
wishes. Okay.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah, so he teleports Broly out of there.
Because you got to get the 7 balls, right?
Well, once you do the wish, the balls then float and then fire across the earth. So they've got to re-find all 7 now.
Oh, freak.
Oh, that's annoying.
It is annoying. They don't do it very often. So, Lime steals a ship, tells Chili to get in, and they peace out of there, and they fly all the way to Vampa. They pick up some supplies because they're going to go and be with Broly. So they land on Vampa. Broly's there. They're all sort of starting to live together. Frieza's like, we're going to leave them alone. I know where they are, but we're going to let these two people tame Broly. And at some point, I'm going to come back and claim Broly to fight for me. Yeah. So they can kill Goku and Vegeta. Because Frieza's still, he wants to kill him, but he's just not strong enough. And that's annoying him a lot. So Goku uses a thing called instant transmission. It lets him just teleport. He has teleport, basically. He teleports to Vampa. Broly, Chili, and Lemon are all put very much on guard by Goku's sudden appearance. And Goku's like, I'm not here to fight you. Here's some supplies. Here's a house. They have these things called capsules that can store houses in them. Basically, I want you guys to be safe on this planet if you promise me that I can come back here and train with Broly every now and then, because I love how strong he is and this will help me grow even stronger.
So wait, they were trying to kill each other, but now they're friends?
They were trying to kill each other because Broly was a threat to Earth. He was destroying the planet. But now that he's calm and he's on a different planet, Goku's basically saying, we're still Saiyans, we're still brothers. Let's train. I've got a lot I can teach you. I want you to survive
it's
here. I want you to be strong.
It's a war thing. Yeah. Now that the bombing stopped, they're willing to open up negotiations again.
That's exactly right. Boom. They're going to become friends. Yes.
Now that Broly's started, he's counted to 10, he's realized that, he might have had a little bit of anger issues.
Yeah. The sun's getting real low here.
Got it. Japan, you know how you used to be an enemy? Let's be allies.
Friends now. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So Broly is really psyched at the idea of training with Goku. They're both doing that, that power trip thing. It's like, I'll see you again, Broly. And, we're going to train real well. And they're like, yes, this is going to be great. And that's where the movie ends.
Excellent.
That's the movie. That is Dragon Ball Super. Broly. Okay.
It's a little underwhelming, actually.
No, it's perfect. It's a great ending.
I feel like this is not going to be the last Dragon Ball movie, is it? It kind of opens it up for a little bit of a sequel, doesn't it?
Yeah. I feel like it's sequel baiting.
Just a little bit.
It's definitely sequel baiting.
I don't know about that.
The other thing, now
feels like another franchise in the works here.
Well,
they could be onto something here, Jason.
Fun fact, Broly has appeared in a lot of Dragon Ball Z video games.
Yes, okay.
And he was also in Dragon Ball GT, which they've said is not officially canon. It's not related to the Dragon Ball Z universe.
So this is the first time
that Broly's been in film. It's like Tom Holland's Spider-Man. First time Spider-Man's in the MCU officially, this is the same version for Broly.
But he's definitely not a new character. We've had Broly for ages, but due to rights reasons with Sony, he hasn't been able to play with the other Avengers.
I don't know why he wasn't allowed to play with the other Avengers, but yes.
Okay, got it.
Basically.
Yeah.
So it ended with Goku didn't want to kill him to begin with. He's like, you got a lot of strength. I got a lot I could teach you, but we're Saiyans and we should stick together. But at that point, Broly had already just lost his mind.
Yes.
And was just wanting to kill.
All right.
It's a lovely ending.
It sounds like the majority of this movie is just powering up fight scenes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
Dragon
Ball Z.
From the Wikipedia description. Yeah. It literally gets the first two paragraphs, the backstory that you spent far too long talking about.
Don't say you spent.
It took way too long.
I'm not
man.
Saying that, like, oh, okay. Sorry. I'm not saying it was just your fault. But then yeah. the rest of it is
look, we had
literally
to establish a strong base.
Mm-hmm.
All I've got from this is basically they have a fight.
Yeah.
They go and have a macchiato with Piccolo.
Yeah.
And
with
then,
lactose-free milk.
lactose-free
and
Vegeta's
on the side.
And then they learn the Macarena with Piccolo.
Yep.
And then they go back and have a fight again.
Mm-hmm.
Story?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's pretty
man,
much it.
You could have done that in like a sentence.
Sorry, mate.
Why'd you take so long?
To produce content.
Oh, they chill out. They chill out at the end of the day with the chili and lemon lime.
Bitters. Oh, yeah. Chili, lemon, lime, and bitters. Yeah.
But yes.
Even though they're not bitter anymore.
Yeah, so you start. They're not bitter anymore. Yeah, you're right. So you start the day with a macchiato and you end it with a lemon, lime, and bitter.
That's right. Well, not bitter.
Oh, no, but not bitter. Lemon,
with
lime.
A lemon, lime, and friends.
We're yeah. almost forgetting, what were they? Beers and whiz.
Oh,
best
no,
end of the day.
Freezing cold lemon and lime.
A freezing cold beer.
A frozen cold.
Yeah.
Frozen cold veggies whiskey. At the end of the day.
Frozen cold veggies. Basically, we're just going to Woolies. This movie
yeah,
is Woolies.
Yeah. Yeah, it's,
beer,
so
whiskey,
it's a metaphor
chili,
for
lime.
Doing a weekly shop.
And they
yeah. basically
they learned the bad way that you should never invest in Shenron because and yeah, just all your assets get wiped out.
All your assets get split and divided.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's right. Never okay. invest in Shenron.
Never invest yeah. in Shenron.
You have one good season and then it's all just downhill from there.
I'm so glad we've all learned something tonight.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not only is this a podcast on movies, this is also financial advice.
Don't take financial advice from this podcast, please.
If no, don't take any advice from this podcast.
Basically, just avoid investing in wish-fulfilling dragons and you'll be sweet. Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
We've had lots of laughs, but...
that's good.
Honestly,
yep.
It actually kind of sounds pretty good.
Look, it is awesome. The music itself gets you so psyched up. Like when Broly okay. fights Vegeta at the beginning, mm-hmm. they literally are like, Broly, mm-hmm. Vegeta. And then they just like have this like drum line in the background
like,
with all this chanting. It's just mental. The sound design is cool. Like when they basically they're like punch you and you'll fly back through a mountain. And then all of a sudden it's like it's quick flash and they come in with another fist and just like... The punch noises are awesome. It's just great.
It definitely sounds like pretty much the majority of this movie is like Man of Steel type.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
exactly
yeah,
that.
Man of Steel, yeah.
There's
not
a bit
in monotone and a lot more colorful by the sound of it.
So much more colorful.
Yeah.
They literally go to another dimension.
Yeah.
Briefly. Because
wow, okay.
they're fighting. There's actually, a bit where Broly slams Frieza through the ice into the magma of the earth and then destroys the Arctic. It just becomes a lava field.
Okay, so
how stupid this movie gets.
They're trying to save Earth and they kind of don't.
Well, they destroy this ice area, but then it comes back somehow. I don't understand that. I just kind of, you're along for the ride at that point.
They get Frieza back in. He fixes the whole thing.
I've learned anything from movies, especially Waterworld, they've just flooded the world by destroying the Antarctic. So
no, it's full of lava now.
Yeah, no, but they've melted all the Antarctic, which floods the world, right? Waterworld?
Yes.
That's the logic.
Day After Tomorrow, 100%.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, yeah,
You bastards.
So, yeah, not really helping.
So, yeah,
it does really seem like a Superman origin story because you have, like, Broly going to a different planet and then Goku going to a different planet. They're both getting sort of thrown out of their respective areas.
Definitely.
So as
definitely
Goku
with Goku,
because
Goku's
like has he always been meant to be like the Superman kind of
Goku
character?
yeah
no
well because his dad's
origin story is the same.
That's yeah
because
yeah.
his,
well,
dad
his dad
dies,
wasn't
right?
His dad wasn't strong, like his dad was a middle-class warrior at best. Goku's just tenacious and just keeps training, keeps fighting, keeps learning, it's getting stronger.
That's so he's not arc. Like just it's not got anything to do with genetics.
So it's not.
That's
you're
exactly
not born
right.
That way, you're just actually trained.
You
to
train
become,
that
is
way
that
for a long while. Goku,
he's a goddamn inspiration. That guy.
For a long while, Superman. Goku was the only one who could turn Super Saiyan, and Vegeta couldn't. So Vegeta literally went to like a planet by himself and started destroying asteroids until an asteroid was about to blow up this planet.
Yeah.
Until he was basically faced with like an absolute rock wall that he was going to die. And then that's what triggered him to hit Super Saiyan. Oh. So they just forced themselves to get stronger.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
So they are inspirations. Yeah. Cool. You can do it.
Wow, okay.
Genetics mean nothing, man.
They're roid rats. They're just, it's all supplements.
It's all supplements.
It's crazy.
Alrighty, so
I gotta say, because like Jason sent through, you sent through the trailer just before we did this review, and I was like,
yes.
Oh, okay. I kind of like bummed me out because watching the trailer, I was like, oh, this actually kind of does look cool. It kind of does. Yeah. And then you were describing it, and I was like, and I was like, okay, I can see what you're. Yeah, you ruined it with the description.
Yeah. You spoiled it.
You talked about it and was like, you know what?
No, you were describing it well, and I could kind of piece together, like, from what was in the trailer, like, oh, so that must be that bit. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Like, I wouldn't say I'd immediately go out and watch it, but if it was.
I wouldn't recommend it. Like, there's so much other stuff you've got to watch.
There's a lot
to be confused by, but
so I need to go. Like, there's just too much to catch up on.
Oh, kind of. Yeah,
I actually don't mind starting something like very far into it. Like, I like the idea of playing catch up. I think, with me, because I watch so many movies, like it's kind of refreshing if you jump in the middle of a story and you're like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to work it out kind of thing. And you just sit there like trying to piece it all together and you spend half the time being confused. But then at one stage it sort of clicks kind of thing. Well, that's what I kind of like. And that's why I liked stuff that a lot of people hated.
They've got those YouTube cuts where it's basically all the story elements from the Dragon Ball series.
Oh,
just
without you're fine.
Super Saiyan like power-ups, and it goes for like 40 minutes.
It's not long.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of time spent just screaming at stuff.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But it's excellent. I love the show.
Okay.
It's great.
Cool.
So what do you give it out of birds? Where does it end for birds for you?
I would give it 4 birds.
4 birds? Yeah, okay.
Yep, cool.
And Jason, what would you give Paul's description of Super Broly? Super Broly.
Yes. Dragon Ball Super.
He held it together. He got a little bit sidetracked at the beginning. I feel like he just kind of, he wasn't really on point at the beginning.
He seemed really distracted, so didn't he?
Yeah, he was a little bit distracted. I don't know whether like he was really, like he wasn't really focused, I feel. So I'll have to mark him down a few points for that. What else can I say?
I didn't like the language or the yelling.
Yeah, I don't like the parts that we had to cut because of him yelling at us. And we want to keep this environment happy. I didn't like being yelled at.
I'm also pretty sure he was making up names.
Look, I'll let him slide. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was too. I'm not sure whether chili and lime are actually part of this series, and I feel like he may have made that up. Yeah, but So, did you research chili and lime, Paul?
No, I was describing the damn movie to you.
Yeah, see.
Oh my gosh.
Don't know about this.
I'm looking at like the voice cast. You're totally right. They are all foods. You got berry blue, beets, leek, freaking all of them. What's that one? Bulla. We knew that one.
I don't know what I'm gonna give Paul, anyways. But three birds. There you go. It was great.
Three birds.
three birds. Yep, that'll play.
What do you give Paul?
One. No, it was fun. It was fun. I'm on three birds as well. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, cool.
It was good.
Yeah,
it was
nice. Well, thank you guys. This, very generous of you.
I recommend the description of the movie.
Yeah. Do you want to land this plane, Paul?
I would love to land this plane. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this hellscape that has been Nerds Before Birds talking about anime. If you like the show and would like to support this podcast, we have a Pentagon. We also have
the Pentagon.
We have a Pentagon, and we also have a Patreon, which is nerdsbeforebirds.com. No, it's not.
So we'll know if you don't support us, because we're from the Pentagon.
We're from the Pentagon. We've got your information. It's patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds, where you can contribute as little as $1 a month. And that just gets you sort of early access to the episodes. We're doing a thing at the moment where patrons of $5 can suggest 3 movies or 5, I forget what it is, and we'll go through the list and maybe pick one, and that and your suggestion might become an episode. So just a couple of little incentives there. Whoa. If you just don't have the finances to do that, totally fine. A lot of subscription services these days. Then just leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on literally every other platform aside from Spotify, that helps us a ton. That lets us get a little bit more exposure. It helps find, you know, other nerds who are like, man, why doesn't anyone talk about Super Broly, Dragon Ball Super Broly in 2019? It helps us find those people. So really, you're saving a life.
People that will want to listen to this one episode.
And then straight away be like, I hate this show.
I hate these guys.
That's right.
Are you a fan of Nerds Before Birds and also a fan of Dragon Ball? Please write to us. Looking forward to not hearing from you.
Are you a fan of anime and a fan of Nerds Before Birds? We're sorry. But yes, 5-star reviews really help us. If you do leave us a 5-star review, I'll read it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. If it's like, you know, kind of safe for work. So I'll leave that one with you guys.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to.
Okay. You can write us an old fashioned letter as well. Send us a letter at P.O. Box, the Pentagon, Washington, D.C.
I was like, where are you going with this?
It's 2019.
We don't have a P.O. box.
The P.O. box, what are you doing writing a letter?
A pissed off box.
We do have a few questions coming through on the Nerds Before Birds podcast at gmail.com. That is for our Bird's Nest episode, which is our mailbag episode. We'll be working on that in the next month, I think. We've got a fair few questions already coming through.
Are we bothering? Because we've got some stuff planned for next
month.
We have
a lot of things planned, but I think we need to answer those questions. It'll probably be like first week of December.
We'll do it in December. We got stuff to do.
But going back to your, like, it's actually only the next 10 people that are on Patreon that can suggest an episode. It's not, they don't have to buy in at $5.
Are spots filling up quickly? Mm-hmm.
No.
Get in here now, guys.
Why in a 5 days?
The next 10 like, people.
But it's actually the next 9.
Right,
but anyways,
we do have
one of the suggestions that came in, and we are going to do a whole month on that one because it was such a good idea. And I don't know, should we announce that yet?
Jason?
Should we let that know?
Do it.
Yeah, it's not going to be for another two or three weeks.
It's not going to be till the beginning of November when we actually launch this series, but it's going to be, we're going to cover all the cringeworthy content, like the ones that Disney kind of wants to hide of the Star Wars franchise.
The ones the cast want to hide.
Everyone involved.
Yeah.
Or anyone that has any monetary assets in this company.
Yeah, want to hide it. So what we're actually covering, we're going to be watching, we'll start off with the holiday special, Star Wars Holiday Special. And then we're going to do Caravan of Courage, the first Ewok adventure movie. And then we're going to do the second Ewok adventure movie. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to complete it with a whole episode based purely on the prequels. We're going to cover the prequels for that.
It's going to be
all
so
the
weird.
Really cringeworthy content that is in the Star Wars franchise. So
what's weird about all of this is that it's the first time I'm actually looking forward to watching the prequels. Cause it's like, that is the highlight of that month. It's going to
be weird. It actually is. That'll look pretty good after we finish the holiday special.
For the first time.
But yeah, so look forward to that. And next week, what do we got on the show, Dean?
What are you covering next week? All right. I've left everyone in the dark for a week and it's made everyone really curious. Next week, we are going to be discussing Fantastic Four, the movie.
Yeah.
But the one that because Paul's like, I've seen them all. No, it's the one from like the 80s or 90s. Yeah. The one that no one has seen because it was never released. 1994, Fantastic Four.
Never
the
movie released. That was,
okay, so yeah, I'll get into it next week. But basically they made this movie to hold on to the rights. And they never intended intended to release it, and they didn't tell the cast or crew that was the plan.
No,
It's really fun. It's going to be great. Looking forward to that one.
It'll be great.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to watching it.
We're not watching it, so it'll be great for you to watch it because you're going to recap the whole Fantastic Four.
For you watching it,
I'll try anyway. Me too. It's gonna be fun. Gonna be fun. And any ideas for what's next after that, Jace?
Well, I have some thoughts on that. And
look at this.
I'm doing exactly what you do, Paul. Dean, I'm doing exactly what you did last week.
It's fun, isn't it?
We will be watching, or what I will be watching the week after that, is Escape from New York.
Hey.
The Kurt Russell starring John Carpenter directed cult classic film that neither of these losers have watched.
We don't need to know any of these irrelevant names, Jason. They're just, they're old people. That's all.
What, Kurt Russell?
You can't say irrelevant.
John Carpenter, you can't say irrelevant. They're still making like Halloween movies.
Right. So it has been. Yeah. Halloween is where like directors go to die.
No. Well, that's where he started it. Wait, is it John Carpenter? I had like a mental blank and I'm like, wait, is it John Carpenter that did Halloween?
Look, but yeah, Jason, it is him. I seriously think you need to research this before.
I know. That's what I was like, I don't want to have a repeat of that. That's exactly what I was thinking. But he did. He did actually do it. And he's famous for actually doing his own scores as well. So he actually created the original theme for Halloween as well. And he does a lot of synth work and stuff in his films. But anyways, we're going to get on to that in 2 weeks' time for Escape from New York.
Looking forward
to it. Starring Kurt Russell. So,
as you can hear, guys, plenty coming in the
so
next
much happens
in weeks.
Yeah.
If you'd like to sort of stay in the know, stay connected with us, we've got, we're basically across a lot of the main socials. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. We're Nerds Before Birds across Facebook and Instagram, and we're Nerds Before Bird, singular, on Twitter. We have a pretty good Facebook community, so if you'd like to have a chat, post your opinions, post some questions, whatever, the Facebook is definitely the one to go to. So come and join us, come hang out. And that is a bye from me, guys. Thank you.
Bye from me too.